我愿意继续交通我五月开始跟弟兄姊妹交通过
的。 I want to continue what I have been sharing last May.
基督徒一生所要追求的。
What the Christian should pursue in his life.
我把它综合了三件事情。
There are three things.
第一个是生命的成长。
One is the growth of the life.
第二个是信心的增长。
The second is the growth in faith.
第三个乃是对神的旨意能够越过越有清楚的认识。
And the last one is to know the will of God.
我本来有个这个 transparency， 但是我没有带来。这个我大家应该可以跟得上。神呼召我们所有属他的人都应该来侍奉他。
The Lord called all of us to serve Him.
我们记得当初在以色列的时候，神叫以色列人出埃及。
We know that God wants the Israelites to get out of Egypt.
摩西怎么跟法老说？
And what did Moses told Pharaoh?
他说让神说让我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉。
That my people can worship me in the wilderness.
所以神有个心意是要所有人都要来侍奉他的。
So all God wants all people to serve Him.
那我们今天有个问题，我们怎么侍奉他呢？
How do we serve God?
我上次还写了一句话给弟兄姊妹啊，不知道大家还记不记得？
I don't know if you still remember. I wrote a phrase.
那句话乃是说，我们今天要有活的话 ，living word.
That it said that if we want to have living word,
也要一个活的信心。
And we have to have living faith
来侍奉一位活的神。
To serve a living God.
所以我们今天要如何来侍奉神呢？
How do we serve God?
我们需要有活的话。
We need to have the living word.
我们今天要问一个问题啊。
I want to ask this question today.
我们今天所讲的话是活的吗？
Is the word we use living word?
我们今天读圣经，你读到的话是活的吗？
When you read the Bible, do you read the living word?
我们要好好想一想，什么叫做活？
What is living?
如果我们不明白的话，你发现你所读的 end up 全部都是死的。
If you do not understand, it ends up what you read is just dead.
你知道什么叫死的话吗？
What is dead?
死的话不能够造就人。
A dead word cannot edify man.
一个死的话也不能够供应人的。
A dead word cannot supply.
很多时候没错，是我们听的人有个责任。
Sometimes we as hearers have responsibility.
我们孩子也差不多。
Our kids are the same.
左耳入，右耳出。
Sometimes it comes into the right ear and the left.
这个是跟我们有关的。
This is a problem with us.
但是呢，今天还有另外一边的。
But there's another side of the problem.
乃是一个在说话的人的时候，这些话是否能够造就人呢？
Does the word can they edify us?
这个说话是否能够供应人呢？
Can this word supply us?
但我们知道神的话一定是要供应人的。
Of course, we know that the word of God can supply.
所以变了，当我们读主的话，是跟我们这个人有关的。
So when we read God's word, it has to have something to do with us.
我们读到主的话，是不是很像左耳入，右耳出呢？
When we read the word of God, does it only enter in our left ear and come out in our right?
我现在是重温我上次跟你们交通过的。
So this is a review of what I shared last time.
我得再加一点点哈。
And I will add some more to it.
我们知道一个人要成长，必须吃。
We know that for a person to grow, he has to eat.
我们很多 baby 啊，你试试看他不吃。
We have a lot of babies here. What will happen to them if they don't eat?
哦，我们知道那就没营养了，对不对？
Of course, they will lack nutrition.
不过我们的 baby 很好，他一定哭的。
But the babies cry.
他会告诉你我很饿。
When they're hungry.
Okay. 对基督徒属生也一样。
The same thing with our spiritual life.
我们需要吃的。
We need to eat.
很多时候基督徒会 cry, 会哭的。 不吃就算了。
And for many Christians, they do not cry and it's okay if they don't eat.
他不知道他已经快饿死。
They don't realize that they are on the verge of dying.
你知道圣经里面有一句话他说了。所以说我对你们所说的话就是生命。
And the Lord said, the word that I say to you is life.
所以换句话说，主要我们吃他的话。
The Lord wants us to take in his word.
主的话是我们属灵生命成长很需要的因素。
His word is the reason for our growth.
但是很多时候我们发现有弟兄姊妹这样说啊。
A lot of brothers and sisters said,
我们读圣经读得很枯燥。
When we read the Bible, it's very dry.
我们读不懂里面在讲什么。
We do not know what it's saying.
所以变了我们读圣经发现圣经话对我们都是死。
And so the result is as if the word is dead to us.
所以圣经主耶稣在地上也讲过啊，如果你要在圣经里面的字句找到永生的话呢，那你走错路。
When you want to find life in the letters, then you're in the wrong way.
这个我们很喜欢守规条的人。
We like to follow certain regulations.
因为这个宗教的观念在我们脑袋。
Because we all have this religious tendency.
我们喜欢是有一个东西有规条我去守，那我只要守到我就达到。
We like to have certain rules and we follow these rules.
但是主的生命给我们知道，不是守规条的。
But the life of Christ shows us it's not a matter of following rules. It is a life lived out.
我最近有人问我，你圣经读几次了？
Somebody asked me, how many times have you read the Bible?
我说二三十次吧。
I said, maybe it's 20, 30 times.
他说你在大学读书的时候，
said when you were in college,
你一本教科书读几次？
A textbook, how many times do you read it?
一两次吧。
Maybe once or twice.
那些书去哪里了？是不是已经卖掉还是丢掉了？
And where are those books now? Maybe you've sold it or thrown it away.
他的问题是什么？他说我教科书读两次我就懂，你圣经怎么要读这么多次？
The question is, well, if you read your textbook like once or twice and you already understand and know it, why do you read the Bible that many times?
他说你还不懂吗？
Don't you know it?
弟兄姊妹，圣经不是教科书。
The Bible is not a textbook.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is the word of God.
所以我们如果把圣经当教科书来读的话，我们整个的这个 approach 啊，这个态度是错的。
If we read the Bible like we read a textbook, this way is the wrong way, the wrong approach to it.
我又遇到另外一批人。
There's another group of people.
他们读圣经特别喜欢读箴言。
They love to read the Bible, but they only focus on Proverbs.
有人告诉我，我要信耶稣了。
And they say, I want to believe in Jesus.
我说你为什么要信耶稣呢？
So, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
他说，箴言里面教导怎么做人，你讲得很好。
The Proverbs teach us how to live.
我们中国人啊，这个很喜欢孔孟之道。
The Chinese, they like the Confucius and
Confucius.
Yeah.
Yeah, 我们最爱讲的修心养性啊。
We need to kind of better ourselves.
这个不是信耶稣的目的。
This is not the goal of Christians.
箴言没错，提了很多我们在地上应该怎样的生活。
It is true that the Proverbs teach us many good things in dealing with life.
但是如果我们没有主的生命在里面，你是知道却不能行。
But if we don't have the life of Christ in us, we know the good things, but we cannot do it.
你知道箴言讲得很对，做不出来。
We know that what the Proverbs said is right, but we cannot do it.
所以我们发现，一个人心不改变的话，这个就是真的听进去就出来。
Unless our heart is changed, what we hear is going to be useless.
所以怎么样改变呢？
So how do we change?
我想我这次去参加了东西两岸的特会啊。
I went to both conferences in the East and West Coast.
弟兄们一直在强调，你必须把自己奉献给主。
The brothers emphasized that you have to give yourself to God.
把你的主权交给主。
And give your rights to Him.
地上每一个人都 claim 他的 rights, claim 他的主权。
Everybody in this world claim their own rights.
但是圣经教导我们，把我们的主权给他。
But the Bible teaches us to give our rights to Him.
因为当我们能够给他的话，我们很多话就开始清楚了。
When we give our rights over to God, then many of God, His word will become clear to us.
当我在二十多岁的时候，我把自己奉献给主。
When I was in my 20s, I dedicated myself to God.
你知道圣经对我像一本新的书。
To me, the Bible becomes new.
你知道在这之前我已经读了差不多十次以上。
Of course, before that time, I've already read the Bible probably 10 times.
但是在我真的 consecrate, 我把自己奉献给主之前，我圣经读来读去就是这样读，守律法的读。
But before I consecrated myself, I was just reading the Bible like following a certain law.
So, 为什么这本书变成新的书呢？
Why does this book become new?
因为我变。
Because I changed.
我从创世纪开始。
I started from Genesis.
我就发现怎么每一章都很丰富的话。
And I discovered that each chapter is full of abundance.
我以前读创世纪只知道是故事。
Before when I read Genesis, to me they're just stories.
但是我改变了心，改变了，我发现这里神告诉我许多神做事的原则。
But when my heart was changed, I found that Genesis taught me a lot of principles of how God works.
我读圣经遇到家谱就是赶快把它跳过去。
In the past, when I see the genealogy, I just go through it fast.
但是啊，主改变之后，开始能够好好读家谱。
But after that, I started to read genealogy slowly and clearly.
再加上一些弟兄们的帮助，开始明白家谱什么意思。
And then with the help of brothers, I began to understand what genealogy is all about.
弟兄姊妹，我们认识主，绝对不是只求知识。
And we know God is not just to gain knowledge.
我们真正能够认识主的话，是主的启示。
To really know Him is through revelation.
主如果没有启示给你的话，你是永远读不懂。
If He does not reveal Himself to you, you will not know Him.
你尽你所能去读，你不会读懂。
Even if you use all your strength to read, you will not understand.
主的话只有主启示了，你才能够明白。
When God reveals His word, then you will understand.
所以我们常到主面前，我们说主啊，求你把那这个启示这个灵赐给我。
That's why we come to Him and said that you will give us the spirit of revelation.
主如果启示给我们，你发现你每次读圣经都有新的发现。
When the Lord reveals, then every time you read the Bible, you will have new discoveries.
你知道你读圣经啊，其实非常 excited, 非常兴奋的，因为每一次主都有话讲。
Reading the Bible should be an exciting thing because every time there's new things.
你在不同的时间去读啊，过了一些年，你再回头读，你发现呢，因着你的经历各方面，你对这句话有更深的认识。
When you read the Bible, you will find out at different times you will have different understanding because of your experiences.
So, 第一个属灵生命的成长是主的话。
So, to grow spiritually, one of the most important things is the Word of God.
这个话要是活的。
And this word has to be the living word.
那我们这个人也必须真的是活的才能够得到这个活的话。
And we have to be living to accept this living word.
约翰福音还有另外一句话，他说，主耶稣说，我是生命的粮。
And Jesus also said in John, I'm the bread of life.
是换句话说，你要成长，你要得着主。
So if you want to grow, you have to get him.
不只要有主的话，你要得到主。
You have to have him.
什么叫做得到主？
What does it mean to have the Lord?
跟主学。
It's to learn of him.
什么叫跟主学？
What does it mean to learn of him?
我们最喜欢讲的跟随主。
It's to follow him.
跟随主绝对不是一个口号。
Following Jesus is not just a slogan.
这个是一个实际，我怎么样跟？
It is something that's real. How do we follow him?
所以我发现这两个特会都还是就是中心讲到我们要舍己背十字架来跟随他。
Both conferences emphasizes on denying yourself, carry up your cross and follow him.
你知道我们主耶稣在地上就是做同样的事。
And our Lord did the same thing when he was in the world.
他的舍己是远超过我们任何一个人。
His denial of self is way beyond any of us can do.
他是神来到地上穿上了人就被约束。
He's God and he come here and become man. This is a great limitation on him.
最后他怎么样？他背十字架，到格勒他为我们摆上他的生命。
In the end, he carried his cross, go to Golgotha, and gave us his life.
但是感谢主啊，我们所有的不是停在这里，最后主复活了。
But we do not stop here because in the end, he resurrected.
说圣经啊。有几个很重要的一个中心的思想或者那个啊信息。
There's a main point in the whole Bible.
他说失去魂的生命，你将要得回你的魂的生命。
If you lose your soul life, you will gain your life.
啊，这个有发现，你先失去，你后来会得回的。
First you lose, then you gain.
我上次东岸回来，我交通过这一点。
Last time I shared on this.
这个有些东西必须失去，你不见得拿得回来，但有一些主还给你。
There's something that when you lose them forever, but there are other things that the Lord gives you back.
圣经讲到这个几个生命。
This self life.
圣经说你必须死。
Has to die.
但是呢，不是停在哪里，他说最后会复活。
But you will be resurrected.
所以这里用一个原则说，你先死，你就能够得生。
If you die first to self, and then you will live.
我讲一些故事给你们听哈。
There are some stories I want to share with you.
我很久以前可能在这里讲过。
Probably I have mentioned them before.
有一个大学生毕业了。
There was a college student who graduated from school.
蛮爱主。
And he loved the Lord.
有一天主对他说话。
One day the Lord spoke to him.
他说，你这个在大学不诚实读书。把你的文凭还回去吧。
And he said that when you were in college, you were not you cheated, and so you better return your diploma.
这不简单呢。
This is not an easy thing.
你没有文凭啊，以后怎么找工作
？If you don't have your diploma, how can you find a job?
一个，第二个，我的面子怎么摆得下来
？The other thing is you might lose faith.
每个人都知道我 cheated， 我以前。不诚实了。
Because everybody that would know I've cheated before.
这个弟兄他实在是被主得到。
But this brother knows the Lord.
所以啊，他去学校的系主任把他的文凭都叫回去。
So he did that. He returned his diploma to the department.
上来了，所以说哦，你cheated，你这个 OK 收回来了。
So they did took it from him.
我们弟兄很安息。
Our brother was very restful about this thing.
因为他知道我做了一个是主要我做的，他非常的平安。
Because he knew that what he did was what the Lord had wanted him to do.
六个月过后。
After 6 months.
这学校打电话给他。
The school called him up.
他说你可以回啊，再回来我们要跟你谈。
They wanted to talk to him.
他说啊，这六个月啊，我们系跟学校开了不知道多少次的会。
said, the school and the department had a lot of meetings over this 6 months period.
How to deal with your diploma? 怎么 handle? 你这张文凭怎么办?
They have talked about how to deal with it, this case with his diploma.
他说我们教育就是要把人教好。
He said that the purpose of education is to teach people good things.
To be good.
To be good.
他说既然已经真的成为一个非常有用也很好的年轻人,
since you have become somebody good and useful, so we're going to return your diploma to you.
好，没错，把他魂生命所掰不下的他舍去。
Truly, he gave up his soul life.
但是呢，神知道这个人，主已经得着，他说我最后还是还给你。
And the Lord gave it, the diploma back to him.
另外一个故事。
There's another story.
有个姊妹, 她下巴是歪的。
There was a sister whose lower chin is crooked.
她一辈子就是苦读。
And she was very bitter whole life.
她说神为什么生我这么丑。
She doesn't understand why the God made her so ugly.
有一次去见一个弟兄，他就跟他说，他说我怎么可能喜乐？
And she shared with a brother and said, now, how can I be joyful?
我一辈子都是苦的。My
whole life has been very hard.
这个弟兄告诉他说，接受神给你的。
The brother said that you have to accept what God has given to you.
承认这个是神在你身上的记号，mark of ownership.
And accept that this is a mark of ownership from God.
看主怎么继续带你这一生。
And see how the Lord will lead you the rest of your life.
既然容许这个在你身上，主要在你身上来找你使用。
Because if God allows this to happen to you, He will have something to do with your life.
说他那天就在我们弟兄
So she gave her rights to God.
她走的时候她说，我所有的苦都变成
so she, before she left, she said that all her bitterness was gone.
她说我里面竟然有那个喜乐，我从来没想过会有。
And she got the joy that she could never have before.
一年后，她去参加的聚会，又找到这个年长的弟兄。
A year after, she again saw this brother.
她说，你认不认得我？
And she said, do you know me?
这弟兄说，不认得你。
And he said, no, I don't recognize you.
你记不记得一年前有个女孩过来，下巴是歪的。
He said, do you remember a year ago there was a woman with a crooked chin who approached you?
他说我就是那个女人。
I am that woman.
那我们弟兄看他下巴没有歪啊。 他说, what happened? 发生什么事情?
And the brother saw that she's okay now and he asked what happened to her.
他说半年前。
He said, half a year ago,
我在一个车祸。
I was in an accident.
我身上没有任何损伤，只有下巴断掉。
And I didn't have any injury in all my body except that my chin got hit. Knocked off.
Loose. 整个下巴掉下来。然后呢，他去医院。
And so she went to the hospital.
医生问他说，你要我把你的下巴
So she was given a choice of whether she would, the doctor can, you know, put it right or put it the way it was.
当然，如果现在能够摆正，当然就选择当然要摆正啊。
And of course, she chose to have it put right.
你知道，那摆正它其实是蛮漂亮的。
And she was beautiful.
发现了，当一个人 真的愿意说主，我对我的魂生命，我 put to death， 我把我的自己的生命摆到实地。
If we're willing to lose our self life，
我们接受所有主的主权在我们的身上。
And we accept everything that God, in His sovereignty, put in our life.
发现在主的复活的生命里。还给你的远超过你所想的所看的。
We know that what the Lord gives us with the resurrected life is beyond what we can ever imagine.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们愿意把自己降服在主面前。
If we are willing to put ourselves in His hand,
你的一生就是一本故事。
Then our life is going to be a story.
神在你身上有做不完的事情。
What God can do with your life is endless.
我今天要教导第二点。
I'm going to share about the second point today.
乃是活的信心。
It's the living faith.
我们读一节圣经好不好？你翻到希伯来书。
Hebrews
第十一章。
11。
第六节
11:6
希伯来书第十一章第六节，这里说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11:6 But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
这里说啊，如果你要得神的喜悦，必须有一个条件的。
There is a condition if you want to please God.
那我们刚刚唱诗歌360首哈，我们定义要讨他的喜悦。
When we sang 306, it says that we want to please him.
So 这里说，如果你定义要讨他喜悦，有一个条件，你要信他。
If we want to please him, we have to have faith.
希伯来书十一章呢，讲了很多因着信。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it mentioned a lot of because of faith or by faith.
好像第四节他说亚伯因着信。
For example, in verse 4, it says, by faith, Abel.
第五节，以诺因着信。
By faith, Enoch.
第七节，挪亚因着信。
7, by faith, Noah.
第八节，亚伯拉罕因着信。
8, by faith, Abraham.
20节，以撒因着信。
20, by faith, Isaac.
21节，雅各因着信。
21, by faith, Jacob.
22节，约瑟因着信。
22, by faith, Joseph.
24节，摩西因着信。
24, by faith, Moses.
30节，以色列人因着信。
30, by faith.
31节，妓女喇合因着信。
31, by faith, the harlot Rahab.
33节，他们因着信。
33, who through faith.
你发现今天有一个要讨主喜悦的，乃是我们活个生活是因着信。
Today to please God, our life has to be by faith.
我们没有第二条路走。
There's no other way.
我们要讨主的喜悦必须是因着信。
To please him, it is by faith.
我们上个礼拜我们也有姊妹交通哈。
Last week, our sister shared.
你知道我们在雅各书里面说，他说没有行为的信心是死的。
In the book of James, it says that faith without work is dead.
所以我们发现信心一定有个表现出来。
So we know that faith can be demonstrated.
如果我们嘴巴说一个，我们行出来行不到的话。就告诉我们说你这个信心是死的。
If we cannot do what we say, then the faith is dead.
希伯来书这个第六十一章第六节我们刚刚读哈，他说你必须信有神。
In Hebrews 11:6 it says that you believe he is.
英文已经翻了哈，你必须信他是神是。
He is.
所以住在地上，神在地上，在地旧约怎么讲呢？ I am that I am， 我就是。
God in the Old Testament said, I am that I am.
我们必须相信神是我们一切的答案。
We need to believe that God is the answer to everything.
他是我们的一切。
And he is everything.
不然这个 I am， 这个我是就没什么太大意思。
Otherwise, this I am doesn't mean much.
我们信得过他，他要在我们生命中显出这个信的果效。
We believe that he is, it will show in our life.
刚好我提的那两个故事，那两个弟兄姊妹，就因为信得过神，他们生命身上有个显明不同。
The brothers and sisters that I mentioned, they believe that God is, and this changed things in their life.
弟兄姊妹，这个超过来的。
This cannot be copied.
你知道吗？那个弟兄还了他的文凭之后。
When the brother returned the diploma,
学校又还给他了。
And the school returned it to him.
又另外一个弟兄说，哎，我也记得了，我也大学期我也要去还。
There was another brother who said, oh, I want to do the same thing because I cheated too.
他认为我交完去，学校也一定还我的。
He thought that if he give back the diploma, the school will return it to him.
说他交上去学校了，哦， good， 收回去，不还了。
And he did the same thing, but his school did not return it.
他回来非常的难过。
And he was very sad about it.
那他说，神为什么给你收去还你，我就是不还呢？
And he reacted like, why did God give it back to the other brother?
他很生气，也很 bitter.
He was very angry and bitter about it.
那这个整个出发点是他自己。
Because it all originated from him.
他发现这个弟兄这样做，哇，这个他生命也好了，大家也觉得哇，这个弟兄不错。
He saw what happened to the other brother as if he did the right thing and people were, you know, liked it, but so he wanted to follow that.
但是你发现超没用。
But you realize that just copying it is no use. It has to really be yours.
差不多有半年一年的时间，他终于服下了。
And after a year, he finally submitted.
他说：“神，你的主权要怎么样都可以。”
And he said, God, it's really up to you. Whatever you want is okay.
他的苦读也过去了。
And he, his bitterness went away.
神是很信实的。学校后来还是还他的文凭。
And God is truly faithful, and in the end.
但是
那
不是在他改变他的心之前还他的。
But it was not before he changed his heart.
我们今天有，我要跟你交通几件事，我们今天信不过神的原因。
There are few reasons why we cannot believe or have faith in God.
第一个，你犯罪。
One is if you sin.
如果你犯罪，如果你犯罪的话，你不要想你能够里面能够信得过神。
If you have sin in your life, it is not possible for you to have faith.
因为你里面，圣经说你要有无愧的良心。
Because you need to have a clear conscience.
当你有愧的话，你不相信神站在你这一边的。
Because if you don't have a clear conscience, you do not believe that God is on your side.
不会信得过神。
And so it's hard for you to have faith.
第二个。
Second.
我愿意跟你们读一段圣经，翻到雅各书。
James.
雅各书第一章。
One.
第一章第五节。
James 1:5.
好，我先读哈。他说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不吃这人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
James 1:5, starting 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
你发现这里说啊, 如果没有定义要主的话,
if we do not really want the Lord,
不要想从主那里得什么,
don't think that you're going to receive anything from him.
神所要的乃是我们先定义要我们的主。
The Lord wants us to really want him first.
主耶稣在地上说, 没有儿子求饼, 父亲会给他石头。
There's none child who asks for a bread and the father will give him a stone.
求鱼给你蛇的,
or ask for a fish and be given a snake.
要知道我们神绝对不跟我们开玩笑。
The Lord does not joke with us.
如果我们真的要他的话, 我们的神不会又是而非的。
If we really want him, the Lord is not going to be
something like this way, something like that.
Yeah.
我们第三个,
the third is we cannot believe or we lack faith because we look at circumstance.
你看以色列人出埃及进旷野, 看了这么多神迹, 但是一些难的事情他们开始埋怨。
The Israelites, even after they've seen such great miracle, when they see difficult things, they waver.
我们要学习也不要跟别人去比较。
And we should not compare ourselves with other people.
有些人神给他这样子, 有些人给他那样子, 神没给我, 我们接受。
God gives this to this person and that to another, but the Lord may not give us.
这圣经说我们行事为人是凭着信，不是凭着眼见。
So we have to walk by faith and not by sight.
第四个我们信不过的,
the fourth is
乃是我们很多时候降服不下来。
The fourth is we are not willing to come down.
当主对我们有点要求, 说改变一下我们, 一些的态度, 我们说不行。
When the Lord wants certain things of us, certain changes, we're not willing to submit.
当我们的面子, 我们的pride摆不下来的时候, 你发现我们就信不过我们的主。
Because of our pride and our faith, we're not willing to come down, we're not willing to submit.
最后一个, 那是最重要的。 我们不肯把主权交给主。
The last and which is also the most important is we're not willing to give our rights to him.
我们不敢把自己奉献给主。
We're not we do not want to consecrate ourselves.
你知道我们只要不肯奉献的话, 你不可能变的。
If we're not willing to consecrate ourselves, we cannot change.
你可以再信主十年二十年三十年四十年还是一样。
We could be believers 10, 20 years and still remain the same.
我们上次已经交通,如果我们没有奉献, 你属灵的路, 属灵生活都还没有开始。
If we haven't consecrated ourselves, it is as if our spiritual life has not yet begun.
我们以为说,我不奉献,我所要的,我自己能够保住。
We think that if we do not consecrate, we can have what we want.
其实我们真的保得住。
But are you sure you can really hold on?
有个弟兄说, 我要生活在某个阶层的生活。
Some brothers think I want to have a certain level of living.
我这个生活降低一点, 我不愿意过。
I'm not willing to lower that standard of life.
有人告诉我说, 我们家有两个income, 两个收入, 现在变一个,
some people tell me that we used to have two income and now we have only one and it's very different.
没错, 这地上有很多不同的 level of living, 不同的阶层的生活。
It's true that in the world there are different levels of living.
我们是不是也是想往最一直往高层的生活去。
Do we just want to head up?
所以我要问弟兄姊妹，你生活的目的目标是什么？
What is our goal in life?
你真实的追求是什么？
What is it that we're really after?
要知道我们可以表面是一个，你里面真实的追求是什么，只是你知道。
We could be one way outside, but you know deep inside of you, what is the thing you're really after?
你看很多，我只举一些例啊，有人说我一定要拿到 PhD。
For example, some people want to have a PhD.
我一定要一定要追求到过某一种的生活。
Or I want to have a certain kind of life.
啊，过去我们是有人讲啊，我要有车、有洋房、有什么这个啊，这是某一种的程度的生活。
Like I want to have a certain kind of house, car. This is a standard that we set for ourselves.
我们是追求在这个社会中到某一个地位。
Or we want to be of a certain kind of ranking.
还有一个，我们这里很多人都走过了，我一定要拿到绿卡。
Or we want to get our green card.
啊，因为我定义要留在美国。
Because I want to stay here in the U.S.
我们一个奉献给主的人。
For those of us who are consecrated to the Lord.
你把这件事给主。
We need to give this over to God.
还有，如果我们不奉献给主的话，
And if we do not consecrate ourselves,
发现我自己发现，我祷告主从来没听过。
I discover for myself that when I pray, God doesn't listen.
很多我旁边的人没有啊，你祷告只有听过你祷告啊。
And other people say no, God listen.
但我自己知道，我根本不知道主怎么听我祷告。
And I kind of feel like I don't know how God listens to my prayer.
一直到我把自己彻底的奉献给主，我才发现原来主真的听祷告。
And only until I consecrated myself, then I experienced that God listens to prayer.
因着信跟奉献非常连接的。
By faith and consecration. Are related things.
你在罗马书第十二章第一二节就是讲到你要把身体献上，当作活祭。
In Romans 12:1, it talks about giving ourselves as a living sacrifice.
但是如果我们背很多了哈，弟兄姊妹，这个就是我兄弟们都懂这个圣经哈。那第一二节讲到你要把第一节把身体献上，一到第二节就献上之后的后面要做什么是什么样？
The first verse talks about giving your bodies as a living sacrifice, and after that talks about what you need to do.
啊，就继续说，不要效法这个世界。
It says that do not conform to this world.
对一个没有奉献的人讲这句话是没用的。
To a non-consecrated person, this phrase is useless.
因为我们长大就是要效法这个世界所做的。
Because it is only natural for us to be like the world.
只有对一个真正奉献的人能够说，就开始听到的时候，不要效法这个世界。
Only to a consecrated person can we say not to be conformed to the world.
这个世界所追求的富裕的生活，追求的潮流，他这里说不要效仿这个世界。
Because what the world is after, we need not follow it.
这世界追求很多哎。
The world is after a lot of things.
我去过有人家里，一去到他已经 iPhone 4什么 iPad 什么都有了。
Some people in their home they have the latest gadgets.
那有些人是追求其他的，反正我们就是世界可以给的，我都追求。
Or there could be many other things. Whatever the world is after, we can be after them too.
我们不要效法这个世界，这个不是只是外面这些东西。
When we say do not conform to this world, it doesn't only stop at all these outward things.
我们所交的朋友也非常要注意。
Who we are friends with is also very important.
这些朋友包括不信主的，也包括信主的。
Friends include non-Christian friends and Christian friends.
我们千万不要被骗啊，所有基督徒我就很自由的跟他交往。
Not all Christians, we can be friends.
如果基督徒当中那个不是把自己奉献给主的话，他也一样会影响你。
Non-consecrated Christian can, in the same way, influence us.
那中国人这句话，他说近朱什么，赤近墨，黑。
If you're close to a white thing, you become white. If you're close to black, you turn black.
So 我们中国人基本上很清楚，你靠近什么人，你会被影响的。
So who you are close to, you get influenced by them.
你看他们的人生观，他们的追求，无形就影响到你所想的。
Their goal and what they're after will affect you.
他们的思想，他们的目标也无形的影响你的。
Their thoughts and their what they're after will affect you too.
用此内，我最近收一个email，一个弟兄从澳洲写给我，他说我们时间很短，很短。
A brother from Australia wrote me and said, like, we have very little time.
他说, redeem the time, 那写给我，这个他说中文怎么讲，赎回浪费多少的时间。
He said to redeem the time.
我在公司收到那个email，我就很安静接受我们弟兄从这个这么远道给我的交通。
And I accepted this sharing of his.
我们只能够 focus， 我们这个在我们有限的时间里面，只有些东西可以 focus。
Within this limited time, there we can only focus on certain things.
你可以，女孩子可以注视，你去注视很多你的美丽的衣服，怎么化妆 ，whatever.
Women can be focusing on many of the things for beauty or to make yourself look nice.
那男生呢，追求这个什么iPhone，什么一大堆爱。
And men could be, you know. Focusing on the gadgets and new technology.
我还没讲车子呢。
Or cars.
但是你知道，我们这些属主的不是不用这些，乃是问一个问题：你最中心所追求的是什么？And
we who belong to the Lord doesn't mean that we don't use this thing, but the issue is what is your focus? What are you after?
这个罗马书保罗讲了，第一个不要效法世界，第二个是什么？他说心意更新而变化。So
the first was do not conform to this world, and the second is be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
我们的心思必须改变。Our
mind has to be renewed.
你从圣经里面读，你发现它要你归零。 Get back to 好像一个 bump, get back to zero.
It's like a balance. You have to get back to the middle, the zero line.
把你全部学过的摆到主的面前，说主，我重新学。
Whatever you have, give it to the Lord and learn anew.
如果你没有这个态度的话，你对主很多的话，你只有打 question mark.
If we do not have this attitude, we will always have a questioning attitude to everything that the Lord
does.
How is the ark carried? The poles are usually in the middle if you're going to raise something.
所有读过力学的人，所有都在中间。
Everybody would think that the pole has to go through the middle of the thing you're carrying.
圣经抬月柜，那两个棍是在柜子底下冲过去。
But in the Bible, the ark, the pole to carry the ark is on the bottom of the ark.
如果我们思想没被更新到，你就变成阿九，那神你错了，那平衡是在中间过的，怎么会在底下过呢？
So you might be arguing with the Lord like this is defying the law of gravity.
So 我们要知道，我们这个人不更新的话，你不会读得懂主的话。
This is an example of our minds have to be renewed.
我愿意讲这些哈，我愿意弟兄姊妹，第一个，好好安静到主面前，把自己跟主好好谈，把主权交给他。
We need to go before the Lord, be quiet before Him, and give up our rights to Him.
我们生活中必须第一手经历我的主是活的。
We need to experience firsthand that God is living.
我愿意交通一些主怎么样让我们在信的上面，信得过他上面一些的带领。
I want to share how the Lord lead us by faith.
全世界人都要富的了，这个不管你在最穷的地方，每个地方的人都想富的。
Everybody wants to be prosperous.
每一个人都想享受生活 enjoy life.
And everyone wants to enjoy life.
我们的态度是什么？
What should our attitude be?
我愿意跟你们读几段圣经，要读一些我自己走过的路。
I want to share what I had experienced.
我们翻到箴言。
Proverbs
三十章。
30。
第七节。
Proverbs 30.
啊，圣经中间是诗篇啊，后面一卷就是箴言。箴言三十章第七节。我读给你们听哈，他说我求你两件事，在我未死之先不要不赐给我，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐我虚用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认你，说耶和华是谁呢，又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Proverbs chapter 37-9. Two things have I required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
这里啊，这个写这个话的，他说我神，我求你两件事。
Here it says, I ask two things of the Lord.
我求你把虚假与谎言从我身上拿走。
Take away vanity and lies.
使我能够做一个正直的人。
That I will be a person who is right.
第二个呢？
And what's the second thing?
他说，不让我富，也不让我穷。
Neither poverty nor riches.
那今天很多人很怕穷吗？
Many people are afraid of poverty.
但是啊，如果你真的怕穷，好好向这个人有这样的信念。
If you're afraid of poverty, well, learn from this person here.
你就跟神说，不要给我穷，也不要给我富。
He said to the Lord that neither give him poverty nor riches.
对，有条件的，你不可以说主，不要给我穷了，后面不讲了。你最少向这里讲，不要给我穷，也不要给我富。
Well, just tell the Lord neither poverty or nor riches.
Okay, 你知道这是我最早的对主的祷告，你知道。
This is what I prayed to the Lord early on.
他现在这里在怎么讲？他说我需用的饮食赐给我。
And it says that you know what I need, give it to me.
这很像主耶稣在地上教我们怎么祷告。
Just like how the Lord teaches us to pray.
换句话说，主说我今天供养你。是为你养生的需要。
The Lord gives us so that we can sustain our life.
啊，不是给你啊，去什么大富贵，怎么过很好的生活。
It's not to gain riches and live a luxurious life.
神只要我们是过一个能够养生的生活。
God will give us a life that can be sustained.
我们很多时候跟世人也差不多，钱多我们没有拒绝的。
Many times we are like people of the world. We would not refuse more riches.
我们哪里有加薪我就往哪里跑，哪里薪水高我就往哪里跑。
We go to wherever the salary is highest.
我们再看一些圣经好吧，我们翻到创世纪啊 ，the first book， 创世纪
，Genesis，
第十四章
，14。
创世纪第十四章，这个是亚伯拉罕的一个经历。
Genesis 14 is an experience of Abraham.
你知道亚伯拉罕刚刚把罗德从索多玛救回来了。
So he saved Lot from Sodom.
第二十一节，他这里说哈，索多玛王对亚伯兰说：“你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。”亚伯兰对索多玛王说：“我已经向天地的主、至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。”
And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoelace. And that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich.
亚伯兰你不要惧怕我是你的盾牌必大大的赏赐
And the Lord said, After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
亚伯兰在这里他发现说我有需要但是我不从神不从人哪里要来
Abram has a need, but he is not going to get it from man. He's going to get whatever he needs from God. And the Lord promised him exceeding great reward. At that time, he doesn't have anything, but the promise has come.
换句话说,我们有需要,好好跟主说,
If we have a need, we tell it to the Lord.
我们的主是在查看,
the Lord is looking.
我愿意讲一讲我自己的故事,我们就结束。
I'm going to share my own experience.
你知道,当我们生Samuel的时候,
When we had Samuel,
我跟Sherry说啊，我们这我现在的薪水，这个所有的开支，还加上买尿片，这个奉献各方面，就刚好每个月用光。
And I said to Sherry that my salary can cover, you know, all our expenses, diapers, and you know our offering. And after that, you know, I don't have anything left.
感谢主啊 Sherry 也能够这样跟我生活啊我这个就是用光了嘛这个就是这么多啊
And I thank the Lord that Sherry was able to go through it like that
你知道有些人知道我一进公司就开始裁员裁很多了
And everybody knows when I entered the company, they started laying off
people.
And so, of course, they will not give us
raises.
And I had been there for 8-9 years at that time. And so, what can we do? We tell to the Lord. And I said, Lord, you're responsible for feeding me. And I have this thing in my mind that our life, our goal is just to be able to sustain my life. And no, people beside around us do not know. But the Lord knows. And so we rest in God that He will able to sustain us.
我那时候听了陈锡正弟兄说，他说很多人说，哦，你这个有上班就不用因着信啊，所以因为有钱嘛，对不对啊？如果说不拿薪水的这个传道人才要因着信，他说错。
I heard Brother Chen said that, oh, people think that if you are a minister, you live by faith. But if you are working and you have a salary, you don't need to have faith. Well, that is wrong. Every aspect of our life has to be by faith.
过了没有多久啊，这个老板找我。
And some time passed and the boss talked to me.
他说啊，我们这个重新查过我们员工的收入。
And he said that we looked at all the salaries of our employees.
他说你是一个其中一个最低的收入。
And he said that we saw like you have the lowest pay.
啊，这个他说我们决定加三个人的薪水。
And we have decided to increase the salary of 3 people.
那时候大概是7月份,
that was about July.
他是一加就10%,
and he gave us 10% more.
我就回来跟Sherry讲，神给钱喽。
And I said, well, the Lord has given us money.
我们不需要问人讲的，神听到。
We don't have to tell people, the Lord heard us.
我也没有告诉过老板。
And I didn't tell my boss either. And the boss said that because we don't want you to leave, so we want to give you a raise.
我就跟Sherry讲，哎，有钱可以花一下，省点啊。
So I said to Sherry that we have more money to spend.
到了12月。
And in December,
同一年啊，老板又叫我进去。
The boss talked to me again.
他说啊，你刚生了儿子。
He said, oh, you just have a child.
他说我们每个部门呢，到年底都有一笔钱的。
We always have some money left in at the end of the year.
那我们讨论过了，我们这个部门给两个人，其中一个给你。
And we want to give two people, and one of them is you.
哇，这一笔钱啊，这个算是这个叫做什么bonus也好啊，这个加进来啊，也是蛮大的一笔钱。
And this is a bonus, and so it's a pretty big sum of money.
但是他再加一句话，他说这成为你的base salary.
And he said that this become your base salary.
所以我又加了9%。
And so I got a 9%.
我在6个月里面加了19%。
So in 6 months, I got a 19%.
我说神这个银行太好，那一整个怎么来的？
And I think, wow, this is a good the bank. The interest is really high.
所以我那时候说，这个，我说主，你现在给我，我知道，我信你是有路程的。
And I said that I believe in you, and there's really a way in you. And we go through this way of the Lord. And when we had Gabriel, December of that year, same thing, the boss talked to me. He said, okay, you have a second child, we'll give you money. And so this again becomes your base salary. And after that, he's no longer my boss.
我现在在公司22年。
I have been in the company 22 years.
我越知道多，我就发现我每一个老板都有主的手在那里。
And each boss is there because of the hand of God.
我进公司那个老板是为了请我的。
The first boss was the one who hired me.
在我要进去才换他做我老板。
Before I got in, they just changed the boss. If it were the other person, he will not have hired me. So this boss was there just to hire me. And then after that, it changed. There was a boss, the new boss was very strict with me.
这个顺服一切在上掌权的。And
I learned to submit to all authority.
结果呢，我就很看我很free，在我里面就很能够 let go.
And so I was able to let go and be free. After years, he got changed.
我发现每一个我从圣经里面，我都能够去学到主要怎么带我。
With every one of them, I can learn.
今天时间没有了，我只是第一个要愿意告诉弟兄姊妹的，我们养生是主负责。Our
life, the Lord will provide, and He's responsible for it.
只要你愿意说，我只愿意过一个主能够养活我的生活就够了。
We just need to go through, want to have a life that the Lord provides for.
不与世界上所有的人，他们所追求的是什么样？
We should not be like the world, you know, wanting things. Like the world.
活在我们今天可以做，感谢主。
If we can go on today, we should thank the Lord.
我们就可以把我们心思意念为着主的国度而活。
And we can focus our mind on the things of the Lord.
这个正面的还有第二，还有几点哈，主的引导，主的话，就留到下次再跟弟兄姊妹交谈。
The leading of the Lord and His Word, we'll share about them next time.
但愿主真正对我们说，给我们愿意把主权交给他。
May the Lord speak to us that we will be willing to give our rights to Him. That we will not be conformed to this world. And that our minds will be renewed and transformed. And then you will know the perfect will of God.
主耶稣保守我们，重地中子，主，我们的心都被你来得着，主，我们都能够说出，你配得过我们把一切交在你的手中，主，因为我们会是信，你不会是信，你要负我们的责任，一直到我们走完人生的道路。所以主，让我们像古人一样，我们能够活在地上，一样能够这样说，我因着信而走我们前面的路。主耶稣帮助我们，得着我，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。好，宣告。